Paddy, you're very welcome to the show and thanks for joining me this evening.
Thanks, Amber.
So, Paddy, some businesses may be experiencing cash flow difficulties given the rise in fuel, along with other costs, I suppose, that they're experiencing as well. And Revenue has said that you're willing to work with businesses to maintain good compliance records. Can you explain to us, I suppose, how Revenue will help businesses?
Yeah, so I suppose the first thing is to encourage all businesses that are coming across difficulties to engage with us as early as possible, you know what I mean, and to proactively engage. I can't emphasize that enough. And that will involve, like, if somebody gets onto us and they have a difficulty, we can put a temporary stop on collection to discuss their actual case. And then that will more than likely involve a payment arrangement that will suit both parties to address, we'll say, that temporary cash flow difficulty.
Yeah, fantastic. And I know for businesses, good compliance records, they're hugely important. So I can imagine it's very welcome news for businesses that you've made this announcement and that you are willing to work with them, because it is such a stressful time and a worrying time.
Definitely. And I think we're fully aware, especially for the businesses that have a very good track record, how it is a worrying time for it. There's a lot of businesses that have never been in this type of position before. And yet we aim to be as constructive and as fair as possible in keeping those businesses keeping their good tax compliance record on track. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great to hear. And I suppose, you know, Revenue, you're saying that you're going to adopt a pragmatic approach. Could you explain to us, Paddy, what that might look like for businesses that do engage with you at this time?
Yeah, so as I briefly highlighted already, if they come to us and engage with us meaningfully, we will look at the scenario of that case and of that business, and we will sit down, and the likelihood is that there will be an arrangement put in place, like a payment arrangement, a phased payment arrangement, where they can pay the tax over a certain period of time. The pragmatic piece comes in that looking at the kind of financial circumstances of that case, we can mutually decide then what's an appropriate time period to pay it back. And just as I said, to be pragmatic in a solution that works for both the taxpayer and for Revenue.
Yeah. And we've seen in the past as well, Paddy, that Revenue, you know, you have agreed flexible and appropriate payment arrangements as well, where businesses might be facing temporary cash flow difficulties. We've seen that in the past. So it's important, I suppose, that businesses can see that there is a track record there where you are willing to engage with people, and that those kind of agreements have been quite successful in helping businesses, I suppose, to stay open, but to keep their good record, as we spoke about earlier as well.
Completely agree. Yeah, we have tens of thousands of payment arrangements in place, and we would be of the view that we do have a good track record in this space. And that, as I said, I can't emphasize enough. Engage with us early. If you think that you have difficulties, engage with us, and we will work with you to get over any temporary issues.
And when you talk to businesses at the moment, I suppose, is that your main message, that it's just making that initial contact at the moment, I suppose, so that they know that they've been in contact with you and that an agreement can be put in place, and I suppose you can talk to them and find out what the issues are and where the issues are approaching, and as you said, I suppose, put a plan in place. Is that the main kind of message at the moment?
Exactly, yeah. The main message is to continue to send in your tax returns on time, and then to engage with us as early as possible, so that if there are difficulties, that we can come to an appropriate solution for both parties. Yeah, definitely. That's the main message.
Yeah.
We do have contact details, which I can give you as well.
Yeah, I was going to ask you as well, what's the best way, I suppose, for someone that might be listening, a business owner that is struggling at the moment, what's the best way for them to reach out to you, Paddy?
Yeah, so we have a call line, which is 01738 3663. That's open between 9:30 and 1:30, Monday to Friday. If people have an My Account or are registered on Ross, there's also the facility to have a query through My Inquiries. And then if certain individuals have got correspondence from us, there will be a contact casework and details on that correspondence. And again, we can't emphasize enough to contact those people as early as you can. Because the early engagement is the way to go.
Yeah, absolutely. And in terms of the whole process, once a business does get in touch with yourselves, Paddy, what does the whole process involve? Like, is there anything they need to have ready, I suppose, to give you straight away? Or do they get a bit of time with you? What does the process maybe look like briefly? Because I know, obviously, you can't go into every step of it.
It's on a case by case, so it probably depends on the size of the debt. If it's a significant outstanding liability, we might look for more More evidence and information to back up the difficulties than if it's a smaller amount. So again, it's kind of on a case by case, but like any business that's in difficulty won't have an issue, providing us with the evidence to prove that because they are in difficulty. So it'll be very straightforward. And we're basically just protecting the state by looking in some scenarios for information just to back up the difficulty that that business is in. Whether that includes, up-to-date management accounts in certain circumstances or but that would be for probably more of the bigger debt.
Yeah, okay. And revenue, are you expecting a significant amount of engagement from businesses, or have businesses been in touch with you maybe already that are looking for your help at this time?
At this time, there hasn't been a significant change, but we do believe it's probably still early days, because we'll say there is a bit of a time lag between returns being filed and payment having to be made, and then the Collector General following through on collection. So there is a little bit of a time lag. So it's probably still a little bit early to gauge whether this is going to be a significant issue for us down the line.
And Paddy, just before we finish up, will you just remind our listeners again that if they are a business owner, they are struggling, they're looking to make contact with the best way to reach you?
As I said, please continue to file your returns on time. Engage with us as early as possible. Give us a call on 01738 3663 or through my inquiries if you have a My Account or have a Ross registration. And then if certain individuals have got correspondence from us, there will be a contact casework and details on that correspondence. Contact those people. But as I said, engage early and continue to engage and we will come to a solution.
That's fantastic. Well, Paddy, it's been lovely to talk to you, and thanks very much for taking the time to join me on the show this evening.
That's great. Thanks a million.